Oh, thanks, Miki. Hey, it's okay. This runs on me. Mushka, they're out of the extra heavy cream, so...
It's okay, dear. Mushka make her own milk. Mushka have plenty.
Okay, and that's exactly what I kind of want to discuss with you guys today.
Huh? What's up?
Well, my sweet boy here wants to be a milker, so... I don't know much about boy cows that way.
Well, you're talking to one right now.
Well, what do you know about it?
Well, I'm not really privy to your little friend's lineage here. But considering how much of a stork stack he is, he might have a pretty good chance of it. Boy cows, they're kind of a mixed bag. They can be breeders, they can be milkers, they could be feeders like me. Heck, one of my brothers actually was a pretty good carrier like Mindy here.
Huh? What?
I just mentioned your name, Mindy.
Okay. Did you get me my cappuccino, Mickey?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, thanks. You're a little gem.
So creamy and so hot.
Okay, maybe you enjoy your drink. As I was saying, my two other brothers, one became a senior, one became a good breeder. Funny how life works out that way.
Oh, you had two brothers?
Yeah, I was a triplet.
Wow, that must have been interesting.
Dad was a boy cow. Mom was nice, mostly used as a carrier. And yeah, I got to stay with her the whole time I was little. They tried to make me a milker, didn't really work out. They also tried to make me a breeding bitch, but no way. That was a rough time because I learned just how rough bulls can be sometimes, and why I always try to be gentle whenever I breed. I do not want to make a lovely bee carrier uncomfortable, you know?
Well, yeah, I totally get that, and that's why I kind of stay away from bulls. Well, in a breeding context, Dad was a bull, though. Wasn't around much, though, because he was always breeding stuff. That was kind of like my little farm's claim to fame. Mom was a good milker, though, and part of a good team of milkers of about a dozen. They made some pretty good milk, or at least to keep the farm going.
Huh, that sounds like a lovely little place. But why'd you leave it? Again, in this big city world, I guess. Not really very hands-on and country quiet, huh?
I've always wanted to be a dairy cow. Yeah, I could have a quiet little life in the pasture like my mom, but they wanted to see where I could do, where I could go, you know?
What's gonna happen with little Miki here?
I was originally here as a milker, but I guess they really liked me.
You sucked your way to the top.
Maple! What did you say?
Again, those private mentoring sessions. I'm sorry, Miki. You know I'm just yanking your chain.
Yeah, but you don't have to keep doing it.
Come here. You know I love you.
But back on the topic of making my little boy cow a milker.
Well, that's to say that it is possible. Like, have you tried any hormones or any flavor syrups? Those are pretty good with getting milking started. Or you could just get bread like Mushka here. Mushka's milking capacity skyrocketed when she had her first son.
I remember. my boy is so sweet. How is Mushkul anyways? He's maple?
Well, he's doing good. Probably the best cedar we got on tap. Although, he's so much of a pretty boy, he's used in the modeling industry.
Yeah, but at least he's nice about it when I have to suck his dick. Small things. Like, don't pull on my horns or my ears. He's nice about it.
Yes. Your mama Mushka taught him well. He's a handsome bull.
Aw, Mama Mushka misses her little Mushkul. Mushkul not little anymore. Miss him so much.
Did he spend a long time with you, Mushka?
Yeah, Mushkul did. He was such a cute little yak when he was small.
Mushka love her little Mushkul.
Then he grew up and he get very strong. Very tall too.
Well, he was a yak, you know. He got that scruffy appeal too.
And horns, I swear.
Mama Mushka know how to make her boys big.
Do you have any tips on getting this boy milky?
Oh, small one! Well, you know skinny, so that good. Try to give?
What does that mean?
Massage, sock, use milk machine. Do that. Try.
Oh yeah, I guess we could have you on one of the milkers. Or maybe I can ask for some more of those hormones that kinda made you what you are today, you know?
Come to think of it, where did you come from anyways, big boy? We haven't heard anything about your breeding here. Oh, okay. That's quite interesting.
I was a daft horse. And I'm cow.
Thanks, Mindy, for your chime in.
I'm pregnant again, too. Oh, you are! Congratulations, dear! Well, that's great.
Do you know what fucked you this time?
I think it was a horse.
Or is it the only thing big enough to handle that ass? Anyways, I think I'm almost done and I could use another one. This runs on me?
That would be nice if you could. Yeah.
Aw, thanks, Maple. You're the best. And I think this was pretty good with where we should go next with you, my little dear. Maybe we'll make our milk out of you yet.